something very powerful about being an old lady who knows how to punch. Something very powerful about knowing that if somebody tries to hurt you, that you can protect yourself, that you can defend who you are. But if you've got people in your life who you love and you want to protect and defend them, wouldn't that be an awesome feeling to be able to do that? The other thing I'm doing is I'm fighting old age. I'm kicking old age out of my life, punching old age out of my life, fighting against old age. And we're all doing that because we're all getting older by the minute. But it's really interesting because some people are very young and they seem old already, and some people are old and they still seem really young. One of the beautiful things about being old like I am and being able to do stuff, I can garden all day, I can hike all day, I can climb mountains, I can bike, I can punch, I can kick, and I'm an old lady. And I wish that for everybody. But it doesn't start, well, you can start when you're old, and I use my mother as an example. She started boxing when she was 74 years of age, 74 years old, and at 80 she was young again. She was had been punching, kicking, lifting heavy weights, and she became a young lady again. So it doesn't matter how old you are, you can get young physically and mentally again. But if the younger you start, the better. And it's really interesting because K-Man, my gorgeous husband, who has the K-Man's Martial Arts Club, the K-Mac in the South Island of New Zealand, he teaches little kids. We have the tiny dragons, little dragons. So children as young as 4 years of age. And it's such a pleasure to watch them. And I just wish that every single child in the world had the opportunity to do martial arts. Discipline, respect, be able to defend yourself, be able to protect yourself. And we live in a world now where I hope no child ever has to fight against anybody, whether it's a bully at school or whether it's somebody trying to hurt them. But we have to be realistic. We live in a world where that is unfortunately likely. And I don't wish that for any child, do you? I want every child to be strong and tough and disciplined and healthy and fit and strong. And that's what martial arts does, because there's, yes, you can play sport, and yes, you can exercise, but the thing about fight and flight, the martial arts system, is the fight and flight system physiologically inside our body means that we can stay alive. That's what it's there for. It's designed to make sure that we stay alive. And if you are fit and if you are strong, if you get puffed, if you lift heavy, then you've got a more likelihood of being healthy, fit and strong for the rest of your life. But where do we actually fight? And that's why as an old lady, I punch the bag, I kick the bag. I'm constantly updating and renewing my skills, being able to get better and better at what I do. Because as I get older, I need to. It becomes even more important to defend myself. I'll use the example. Somebody tried to steal my handbag because I thought I was an old lady. I am. I was wearing high heel shoes, so impossible to run, which is not true. And the person that tried to steal my bag came off worse than me. Well, I didn't. I had a great time because I knew exactly what I was doing. I hope you can hear my dogs in the background. They're really excited because it's the afternoon. It's time for them to go running. And they can see that I've got exercise clothes on, so they know that it's time to go running. And isn't that awesome that your dogs, or my dogs anyway, know that I'm fit and strong and I can take them out for hours and hours if they want to go for that long. We go to the lake, we swim, we climb mountains, we do things together. And I'm sharing all of that with you because I wish that for everybody. But if we start our children the youngest, and I'm very careful, I don't give advice to parents because I'm not a parent. But I just get great joy watching 4- and 5-year-olds learn how to defend themselves, learn how to protect themselves, learn how to be little fighters for life, fit for life, fit to fight for all the things that you believe in. And like me, be able to kick doubt out, kick old age out, punch anything negative out of your life because you know how to. And that physiological system of fight and flight, we don't get that in life anymore. There's no wild animals chasing us. There's no wild tribes coming in to attack us. We've just got lots and lots of stress, but most people don't fight stress anymore, do they? They either run away from it, or they freeze, or they eat, drink, take drugs. And I don't want our kids to think that that's an option. Oh, because I'm stressed, I'm going to eat lots of food. Or because I'm stressed, I'm going to get drunk. Or because I'm stressed, I'm going to take drugs. And that's the beautiful thing about martial arts, because the biggest thing about martial arts is it teaches respect. And I always ask this question, if we could pick one thing that would fix every challenge in the world, wouldn't it be respect? Self-respect, you'd look after yourself, you'd eat healthy, you'd be fit and strong. You'd have a career or business that you love. You'd live your life self-respectful. You would respect other people and you would respect your environment. And that is exactly what martial arts teaches, respect for all of those things. And importantly, respect for your opponent, for your competition, for your coach, for your parents, for the other people that you train with. Imagine a child growing up with that, all of those things in one beautiful package called Go to Martial Arts. And I just feel very proud that I have a husband that teaches martial arts. I'm very proud to have a husband that does martial arts. He's multiple world champion and currently, he's an old guy and he still competes at the very top level. He travels the world and competes at the world championship level as an old man. And it's really interesting to watch people's faces because often there's no other old men to compete with. So they put K-Man in the open class with the young blokes and he always holds his own. He's a magnificent fighter. And obviously that all of that goes in every other area of your life. He's a magnificent partner, he's a magnificent businessman, he's just a top bloke. And I would love that. I would love all of our men to grow up to be top blokes, to be tough, strong, powerful men. Tough, strong, powerful women sounds really good too. And we live in a world now where everyone seems to have gotten a bit soft, and I just don't wish that for any child to grow up in a world where it's okay to be weak and frail and soft and have to have other people protect you and look after you. I want to protect and look after myself. I'm very, very, very happy and very privileged to have a husband that can protect and look after me. And I want our kids to grow up being able to protect and look after themselves. Because the world is likely to throw stuff at our kids, tough stuff, hard stuff, bullies, and God forbid some horrible person trying to hurt them. And it's such a pleasure to watch K-Man's tiny and little dragons learning to defend themselves. And it becomes just a normal part of life. And I never wish this for any child, but I feel very sorry for anybody that tries to attack one of K-Man's tiny dragons or little dragons, because they're little fighters and they're going to absolutely give anybody a shock who tries to hurt them. May we all live our life to the max, being healthy, fit and strong, and staying young, fit, strong for long. And the only way to kick old age out of your life is to be fit and strong. So I wish that for everyone. Live your life to the max. Look where I live. Woohoo! Super-duper-doo. How are you? How beautiful is it here? Woohoo!